Mr. Newdegate or Henry, either one.
This is an unrehearsed interview with Mr. Henry Newdegate of, where are we?
Georgetown.
Georgetown, Ohio, on August the 18th, 1988. Now tell me where that salt lick was.
Does he have to get very close?
No.
See, it's four roads comes in there to Mayfield. One from Helena, one from Lexington, one from Mazel, and one from Sardis.
Okay.
Well, here's the main road. There's a store here. It used to be.
Where? Jimmy Welsh's store?
No, Jimmy Welsh's store is on this side of the road. Here is the road. Jimmy Welsh's store is over here. And there's a store here, and a livery stable, okay. And a square, a blacksmith shop that set in and come over here where the bank is. Well, it burnt down. On June 11, 1970, I was found caught with a coat on, about 11 years old.
Oh, and the, there was a livery stable where the bank is?
No, the livery stable.
Across the road from the livery?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting it.
You see, here's the thing. The main highway. You come back here then and turn here. Here's the bank.
Uh-huh.
And the Oddfellers Hall.
Right.
And the Drodge. This used to be a Bill Worthington's livery stable was there. There's an alley ran down here and come out down just before you get to the zone.
Okay.
Maybe, of course, there's a great big bank here.
But that's where they made the salt, right in there?
Yeah. Right where the bank is, where the bank road is a branch.
Mm-hmm.
Comes down where Tony Pope used to live.
Yeah.
And Pete Pope.
Okay, I know where you are now.
Well, the salt bank is right in this low place here.
Could you see it when you were a boy, where they built it?
No, it's been years ago. Yeah. You see, the main lake, I don't know when it was established, but the Catholic Church in Mays Lake was established in 1863.
It's an old church.
An old church.
Yeah.
And then, Seymour Mall, and his brother, old Carl, brother-in-law, old Collins, bought the Easter for a funeral home. The store of the funeral home, actually.
Uh-huh.
And the old man used to be a house on the left-hand side where Mr. Mike Young owned it. When you come in the Raymond Road, it was a big blacksmith shop there.
You remember the blacksmith shop?
I worked there for 7 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
Shot horses.
It's hard work.
I put on the 40 shoes many days.
That's a lot of shoes. You ever get kicked?
Did I? The worst ever got hit. I heard you.
The day it take you a drink of water.
I was showing a horse of Tom Ray, and the horse just kept moving. And I had the drip. There was a post here, and he was hitched to it. And I was standing over here, his shoe put on his front shoe. And he just kept a jerking and working. And finally, I hit him in the rib, and he jerked me up again.
Ooh.
Then I got a ball out from Tom Ray.
Well, you ought to ball the horse out. What else did... What else did you do in the blacksmith shop?
That all kinds of welding. But build wagons.
Build wagons from scratch?
Chris Hart was a woodworker.
I beg your pardon?
Chris Hart was a woodworker. And Jim McGee, Uncle Jim McGee, weighed about 350, 60 pounds. He done my hard work. I didn't get much of a few horses.
I've never heard of Uncle Jim McGee before. First one that's told me about him.
Well, he was a hard working man. He worked in the blacksmith shop all his life. He had a muscle on him, big body.
I don't doubt it. What other businesses do you remember in Mays Lick? Were there, you know where the row houses are? The painter store and then the row houses?
Yeah.
Were there any businesses in those houses?
Oh, yeah.
What kind?
There used to be a saloon there and a store. Old man Jim Heaps was right on the corner.
Yeah, what was next to him?
The hardware store.
Okay. Where was the saloon?
Up on the, about the third house.
Who owned the saloon? Do you remember?
It's John Colby.
Colby?
Colby. Francis Gilmore owns it now.
Well, there's no saloon there, but there's a house, no, yeah.
Yeah, house there. It used to be a good store there.
In the same building, or?
Yeah, the buildings all together.
Yeah. Was that in the same building as the saloon, or was that the next one down?
Yeah.
Where'd your folks live?
We lived out on Hell in the Road. You know where Betty Mason lived?
Yeah.
Where we went to the end of the road.
Uh-huh.
My daddy bought that. 19.5. Give $105 an acre for it.
Wish you could do that today.
And my mother, my father died in 1909. My mother died in 1943. Well, I bought it. I give $140 an acre for it.
You got a good deal.
I sold it. 77.
How much did you get an acre then?
1,000.
You made quite a profit. And a living too. What year were you born?
Huh?
What year were you born?
1893.
So you were a young boy when your dad died then?
Yeah.
Do you remember your dad?
Yeah. I married when I was 20 years old. Married 74 years.
Goodness gracious.
Married 1913 on the 4th day of February. The prettiest day I ever saw in my life.
Was it? I expect it was. And you had a beautiful bride, I bet.
I don't know. You
got a good looking daughter there.
Uh-huh.
You got a nice looking daughter.
She looks just like my wife.
Does she? She's a beautiful lady.
I guess those got her pictures here.
Did you ever...
But on a Monday evening, I went to Helene to get me a little old coat. I lived there in the toll gate house. That's where my wife lived. Just to be... The toll gate house was on the Helene Road.
Uh-huh.
You come here and meet the man. The toll gate house is up here. And down here, you're in the end of the Nathan.
Yeah, okay, I know where it was. That's where your wife lived.
Yeah. And I bought 50 bushels of coal for $4 an acre.
What year was that?
Yeah.
In 1913?
1913.
1913.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that was a lot of money then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where you met your wife?
Yeah. I ran it there 13 years. 14 years. 4 years.
You went with her?
4 years.
4 years. Oh, okay. I thought you said 14 years. When you were working in the blacksmith shop and the people would come in to get their horses shoed, did you hear them talking about things, the older people in town, how things used to be, or any old stories?
No, I can't remember that.
Thought maybe you might remember.
I remember one incident. The mission was going on there at the Catholic Church. And the missionary priest told the people if there's any questions they wanted to ask, to write it down and leave them in the box, and he would answer. And there was one family there who was against the Catholic Church, named Mandley. And I was in the shop one day, all the missionaries going on. And he made the remarks. He said, he talked about the priest knowing everything. He said, I stumped him the other night.
How'd he do that?
I said, how did he do that? He said he wouldn't answer my question. He told me to come to him personally, and he would. I said, was you man enough to go to him?
Was he?
He said, no.
Did you find out what the question was?
He never would tell. It
would be something to know, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You said there was a big fire. Was there another big fire in Maize Lick about in the 1920s?
Yeah. That's when the first fire, it burnt this square out here on the right-hand side of the road. And there's a lane over here where the bank is.
Uh-huh.
Went down. There's a hotel there where that garage is.
What, the Darnell Hotel, isn't it?
Darnell Hotel.
Yeah. And that burnt.
That burnt.
What happened in the, what burnt in the 20s? Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I lived in Flemingsburg.
Oh, you moved over to Flemingsburg then.
I lived there 12 years.
Well, you were old enough when the tobacco wars took place. Do you remember the tobacco wars that we had in Mason County?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me anything about them?
I'll tell you one thing that I've done.
What?
A family named the Peppers. And 1908, you know, was the cutout. And he was going to... They called it the Eggity.
They called it what?
The Eggity.
Don't understand the word.
They called it the Eggity. The people signed up, took you. So the cutout was 1908. And old Mr. Pepper, he lived on the Johnson Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived on the dirt road up there, where Dr. Ed. Can't think of his name. He doctor. He really lived there for 14 years. Well, anyhow, Daddy bought a couple of tobacco from a Negro out on Albert Wilson. And we was out there stiffing it. And Peppers, they wouldn't sign the agony. And a fellow named Bowser had a warehouse in Nipta. And he was pinned at buying the tobacco. The other people had to sign up and take it to the different warehouses where they prized it. They prized one there in Helena. And they paid so much on it, about a third of it. But Mr. Pepper, he wouldn't sign up. I always had the whole fodder before I went. I was one morning and they was loading the bagger. And I told my daddy about it. And he had come a little further to the Wilson place. And Herb and Rob lived right down below the board on Reuben Toll. And daddy said they put a sign on the way, the door tonight. So Herbert wrote a great big piece of paper and drew a picture of a little hail and nine kent there. He said, if you hold this to the buyer, you'll stand the consequences of the cat or nine to you. So we all went to Johnson Station on every night. And we had to come down across the field, hit the pepper and the pipe, and go down to Johnson. When we got down there, they, Pete and Louie, the two boys, they said they wasn't going. So my brother, Willie, and Herb and Rob, they went on. Well, I stayed there. Well, they come back when the train went at 9 o'clock. And we, me and Bill come on up the road with Herman Rob. And come up here, here's the road turn, here's the boy, here's the dirt road, went back to where we live.
Yeah.
Well, it come in snow. I had the paper, and I tacked it up on the door of my knife. And it snowed about 4 inches deep. And about 11 o'clock, Herman Rob was right below. He saw the light coming down the road and his feet blew it. The horse going to take that to Nipton. So they walked up and Herman said he lowered the window down a little and said Louis was driving the horses and Pete was carrying the lantern. So he walked out the door. He said, "Hell, look here." Sign on the door.
Yeah.
They said, Herb said, they sit in there and talk. And went back home. And so he went on then. That was on Tuesday night. And on Sunday, we all went down to Pepper. They got out. Me inside my hand right, left-handed, right-handed, and Bill's. They was trying to find out who wrote the object. So when Pepper got all mad about it, he said he allowed to raise 8 acres of tobacco that year. Well, in the next August, he was on a drunk. He was down at Johnson Station. The mother sent me down there or something. And I got him. Coming up the road, he got a hold of my arm. He said, "Henry," he said, "I got awful mad at you last year."
He knew you'd done it.
He said, "I accused you of them putting that door on my door." Well, I said, "You accused the wrong man." Well, he said, "I'm glad that whoever done it," he said, "I'd have intended to raise 8 acres to marry." But he said, "I changed my mind." And they don't know you. Today,
for heaven's sakes. So you were one of the night riders. Oh, shoot.
You know where the Longnecker place is?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had night riders. They had the guards there.
Yeah.
Longnecker did.
I heard there was some shooting there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, stitched all through the over.
Were you among that group?
Yeah, I never saw it, but yeah, I was told about it.
You ever hear anything about the Underground Railroad in Maize Lick? Running runaway slaves from Kentucky over to Ohio? Did you ever hear any stories about that?
Well, right across from where we used to live, up there, where John Shanklin owns it now.
Yeah.
And Dr. Blake owns where we live. And there's a house right across from that on the railroad. The railroad is right down below it. That's where the slaves stayed. They had bins in the house. It's a great big brick house.
Yeah. And they kept the slaves there?
Yeah.
Now that was, that wasn't runaway slaves though. That was their own slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Morgan Pepper asked me several years ago, she said, who's old house in Mason County, Fleming County? I said, the Shoemaker place. And there was four brick houses right there inside of each other. It was built the same year.
Oh, in Flemingsburg?
In Fleming County. Franklin, two Burks on the end. And one over on the Johnson Pike, yeah, named Wilson. And the Burns laid down by Johnson Station. The house sat here in the railroad, come right by you.
Right by the house, yeah. Were there any old log houses in Mays Lick when you were growing up, or had they all disappeared the time you came?
Yeah, there was one over right back down below where Betty Mason lived.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. She,
somebody said that after the Civil War that the blacks moved out to where Betty Mason lived. They formed a little village there for a while.
I guess that was in that house. That rock house. Clark's only down.
Yeah, yeah. I'd heard that, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anything about any Indian fights in Mays Lick?
No.
You said you remembered your daddy. What do you remember about your father?
He was a hard working man. He'd have me up and sun up and sun down.
Was he a big man or a...
No, he was a little bigger than me.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Four brothers and one sister.
What were their names?
Willie, Jim, Jersey, the two twins, one of them, John Hickey, and the other was born dead. My sister was Mary George.
So you had a good sized family then?
Yeah.
You boys, well, you were little when your dad died, but did the boys help in the fields? Did all of you kids help in the fields?
Yeah. I was the only one that had to do it, though.
How come?
My daddy had a grudge against me.
Why?
Put all the damn hard work on me, that's why. I remember one day, it was cold as diggin' in winter time. He wore felt boots. They said, get out of here and go haul water. I said, I ain't gonna haul water this morning unless somebody helps me. He said, I know you're gonna haul. Get out of here. And he kicked at me, and he jumped. I jumped, and he threw his knee out of place.
And you laughed?
I laughed, but I had to go haul water though.
What was your dad's name?
George.
George.
George Washington.
My dad, he was 16 when his dad died.
Did you give your dad a hard time all the time then?
Yeah. I didn't stay at home very long.
Didn't you?
Yeah. I left home when I seemed to be.
What about your mama? What was her name?
Mary Ann? Mary Ann Sweeney.
What kind of a lady was your mother?
A little slim lady. She's a good person. She came from New Orleans.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
How'd she get to Mays Lick from New Orleans?
I don't know. There's three of them. There's three children, and her mother and other. Her daddy. Her daddy came with them. They lived down on North Fork Hill. the old cabin down there. It's always, I think they bought it, but there used to be a toll gate there, North Fork. Positive. But Eddie worked for Positive. I was born on Positive. I was named after old man Henry Positive.
Oh, you were? Well, for heaven's sake.
She did not. Great grandfather.
You didn't, did you know Henry Piles?
I can't remember how he died. Jimmy Piles sent me some letters here about a year or two ago about some pictures that they found in the old house where my daddy lived.
Did he send the pictures to you?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
He wanted to know if I knew who he was. Father Hickey was one of them. And Grandma Sweeney was the other one. And I thought the other couple was Henry Jefferson. I never did hear no reports about it. I answered it and sent it back.
Well, I'll have to ask him next time I see him. You remember your grandmother Sweeney then?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me something about her.
She was not like myself. She was blind. I used to thread needles for her.
You used to do what?
Thread needles. She could see the sew.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't see thread the needles. Yes. And she always stayed at Uncle Frank's store and Nellie, his wife. I don't think my mother and my uncle get along very good.
How come?
I think my mother called Jim Sweeney out of Margo and my daddy gambled.
That might do it.
So Sweeney was nothing but a gambler. He run a gambling house in Maysville.
Oh, he did? Where was it, you know?
Down on Front Street. Hole in the wall.
Was he a good gambler?
Yeah, I reckon he made a living out of it.
Yes, he was.
He was homeless.
Little hole in the wall on Front Street, huh?
Yeah.
Did your grandmother ever tell you any stories about when she was a girl?
No. Mother never did that much.
Busy working, trying to keep everything going, huh?
She said in New Orleans, people had light poles up. People had the legs cut off. And they said, they'd go around and light these light every night. They called the lamp lighter, flea biter, and cockroach eater.
Haven't heard that one. Did she miss New Orleans?
Yeah.
Must have been a change for her, coming from New Orleans to Mays Lick.
Yeah.
Where was this shoe store, Bence? Could you tell me about Bence's shoe store? Do you remember the shoe store in Mays Lick?
The shoe shop used to be shoes.
Yeah.
Well, it is right above where the salt maker lived up on the bank. He burned up.
How'd he do that?
He was on a junk, had a little cabin about as big as this room, and a little stove in it about as big as the junk. Built a fire in it, laid down and went to sleep, and got over it.
Is that all that burnt, just that one building?
Yeah. Well, that was the only house around it.
What year was that?
It was on the other side of where the salt mill is.
Okay. Well, you know what year that was?
1927.
Did you know Taylor White?
I didn't know him, yeah.
He set a couple of fires, didn't he?
Yeah. you know, white, and he was black. Yeah. He had the blackest woman ever I saw.
Blackest woman?
Yeah. Her name was Annie.
I heard he got her from some Florida or someplace, didn't he?
Yeah. He said he was blind, but I knowed him as Boy Horse from Dan Bennett, and ride from Mays Lake over to on the Fleming Road and over the hill. Now, if he was blind, how did he do that?
I don't know. I heard he did a lot of things that people don't think blind people can do.
Charlie Bence is on the drunk car. George's brother, Bence's brother, he was on the drunk one night. He went down the alley below where Taylor White lived. He was sitting down there weaving and brought him in a chair. Charlie said, he's sitting down there in the door weaving a chair. What made the difference, you blind?
We have to make it. There was a lynching outside of Mays Lick at one time, wasn't there?
Who?
Didn't somebody get lynched out of Mays Lick?
I didn't hear what you said.
Didn't they hang a man out around Mays Lick at one time?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that hanging?
I worked with him many days.
Huh?
I worked with him many days. Vance Smith.
Do you know what happened?
Well, now, where we lived there were, this fella lived right across the field from us.
Grant Smith?
No, his name was Leonard Anderson. And his wife had TB. And he had a girl about 12 or 14 years old. And Grant Smith took care of her. He washed her, bathed her, and done everything.
The wife or the daughter?
The wife. Leonard Anderson. And the old Hendricks place.
Okay.
Right down the Little Johnson Station.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyhow, they read this. He got this girl in the family room. Well, they found it out, and they arrested him and put him in jail in Flemingsburg. Or Nipton, really. Well, I know two fellas was in the gang.
You did?
Yeah.
Who were they?
Frank, Pete, and Joel. And Orville Palmer. There's three of them. They all three died a horrible death. I know that. But my mother, my wife, was with Joan, and he died. He lived right above us, and he lived in Helena.
So what did they decide to do then?
They, it was in 19... See, 1919. They met Nipson, got him out of jail, and took him over on the Johnson Hill in Fleming County, and hung him.
Did he say that he had done it?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know nothing about that. I don't believe he done it. He denied it to the court. But Leonard Anderson had his wife had a brother who was just as honored as anybody ever was. I don't see why they didn't wait till the baby was born to find out.
Yeah. So you think there's a good possibility the guy's brother did it then?
Yeah.
What happened to the girl and the baby?
I never did learn about them. Well, she went on to have it. I understood that she finally married and was doing good.
That's great. Did the sheriff arrest any of the people at the hanging?
Yeah. There was another fella years ago was hung there in Nipton.
Oh, there was? I didn't know about that one.
I forget his name. They took him out of the jail, took him right down to the road jail. I can't think of his name now. I was little, not that tall.
Were you at the hanging?
Yeah.
What'd they hang him for?
I think he... I don't see, I don't know. I can't think of his name.
Well, that's all right. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. I wasn't about a year old.
You remember going to the hanging, though?
No.
Good. I think that's something you'd want to remember, wouldn't it?
I remember in 1974, 7 inches snow on 19th of May.
How much snow?
7 inches on Saturday night. 1894. And in 1896, they had a total eclipse of the sun. On a Thursday evening, the sun was shining just as bright as ever you saw. And Daddy was plowing corn, and I was about 6 years old. The old lost got dark. Chickens went to roost. Mother had supper. Washed it all in. It's sitting around 6:30, the sun came out just bright as ever was. The old roosters went to crow.
Missed it. Did you know it was going to happen?
No, I didn't. Nobody knows it. It didn't tell that thing like it is now.
Yeah.
But there's only a shift in the sun that has been in my day.
Well, yeah. What'd your folks think about it? What'd they say when that happened?
Didn't know what happened.
Were they scared? I'd have been scared.
I didn't do you good.
Well, I'd say it did any good. I just think I'd have been scared.
It was dark. They thought it was just a natural daylight and dark.
They just thought they worked faster than they thought they had, huh? Did you all celebrate holidays at your house when you were growing up, like Christmas? Did you all celebrate? Oh, yeah. Can you tell me about it? How you...
Some days we had Christmas Mass at 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 a.m.?
Yeah. Nowadays that was 12 o'clock.
Why 4 a.m.?
I don't know.
Okay, so you go to Mass then?
Yeah.
Then what would you do?
Had to drive a mud road. The horse grew into the knees, I think. I remember one time my daddy, my mother, me, and Willie all went to Mass and pouring down there. The door, you couldn't see nothing.
Were you in a covered?
No, just a buggy. Ordinary buggy.
What'd you do? Have to get out and push, or?
No.
Horse would just have to find its own way out.
Yeah. So horses know the way.
Well, I know, but if it's mired into its knees and tried to pull a wagon, I think that'd be pretty rough.
Well, I remember we had Daddy and a colored fellow working there named Bill Clayton. And the place right below where our house was, there was a wax estate. And he had an old mule was coming out there working for it. Come out there one morning, he saw he got off the side of the road. It was getting better traffic, but it got worse. An old mule got stuck. My daddy had to take a horse and take some harness down there and put it on him to pull him out.
That must have been really rough getting back and forth with roads like that.
Well,
after you went to Mass on Christmas, did you go home and have a big Christmas breakfast or what?
Yeah. Hang up your sock. Hang up your stocking. Get an orange and apple and banana. That was Christmas.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
No. Not till. My mother never did have a Christmas tree.
Did you ever get any other presents besides what was in your stocking?
Oh, yeah. I did. Thank you very much. Some days you didn't have it.
That was hard.
Yeah. Got up beneath the cows many times in the fall of the year, barefooted, crossed on the ground. I'd run the cows up and stand where they was to get the feed for it.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I've heard people say they stand in the cow pies to warm their feet.
I've never done that.
Folks had a hard time then, didn't they?
Thought they did. They had better days then than they got now.
Why?
All this damn foolish goes on now. The whole damn bullshit.
What made those times better?
Well, you work all day and come home and go to sleep. Wake up the next morning, go to your job. Now you don't know where you're going or when you're going to get there.
Yeah, I probably got a point there. When did you go to work for the blacksmith? How old were you when you went to work for him?
I was 21.
So it was after you were married then?
I worked on something for him, right?
Worked for him 7 years. What made you decide to change your job?
My eyes got bad, couldn't see.
So you had a lot of trouble?
Yeah.
What'd you do then?
I drove a truck for a year. I went to foreman in 1919. I've been foreman ever since.
Who'd you drive a truck for?
Myself. Amazing.
Would you haul anything anybody wanted hauled then?
That's right.
You and your wife then, did you buy a farm or did you work for somebody else?
Really? That was in 1943 when I bought the home place.
Well, you moved to Helena then when you, from Maeslet, you went to Helena. She's wanting to know where you started farming at. You went to Helena after you left Mays Lick.
I done it on the Comer place out on Choctaw Road.
Yeah, on Choctaw. How'd that get its name, Choctaw?
I don't know.
There's some funny names around there. Yeah. I keep asking people how they got them.
Yeah.
Well, farming methods have changed a lot, haven't they, over the years?
Oh, yeah.
Think they've gotten better?
In a way, and the other way they ain't.
How haven't they gotten any better?
That's how come President Reagan be in prison. He told a damn lie when he was electioneering that he was going to get a better job, get everybody a job. I held his job when I was a boy. And there were thousands of them on everything. You take one man now and put out 40 acres of corn, and if he's got the money, he can grow that corn, he can cut it, he can chuck it, and he can put it in the crib all by himself. And years ago, you had to cut it, give 15 or 20 cents a shot to get it cut, 25 or 30 cents to get it shot, hauled in. It takes 3 months to do that. Well, now, one man can do that in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of presidents of our country, haven't you?
Yeah.
What'd you think about some of them?
Hell, they're like everybody else, all for themselves.
What about Teddy Roosevelt?
He was sugar.
He what?
He was sugar. He was going to put two chickens in every pot and two garage cars in every garage.
Got any presidents you really liked?
John Chandler.
True.
Harry Truman was the best president I've ever had.
Well, good. He's a Missourian like me. Why'd you like Truman?
Well, I think he's done more for the country than anybody else. Eisenhower, he said the Korean War, he said if he was elected, he'd go over and stop it. He did. Yeah.
You've seen a lot of wars, haven't you?
Yeah. When John F. Kennedy was killed, you know who killed him?
Who?
He said Oswald did.
Yeah. You don't think he did?
I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that Johnson's the one killed it.
What makes you think that?
He wanted to be president.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He said he had the Bible in the truck, in the machine, where Kennedy was killed. That Bible didn't have the right to be in that truck. It had the right to be in the White House.
Well, Garfield was shot, too.
Yeah. Didn't that Johnson was signed president right there where Kennedy got killed?
Yeah, he did take the oath there, didn't he?
Yeah.
How bad did the Depression hurt you?
Yeah, it did hurt me. I went along the end of my business, but then the end of theirs.
Did the Depression hurt many of the families around Mays Lick and in that area?
I was in the day.
Oh, you were drafted?
Yeah.
I thought your eyes were bad. Did you have to go then?
No, my eyes wasn't so bad then.
Did you serve?
I wanted to go, but they wouldn't take me. They put me in fourth place. They said I'd break the government up. I was working at the blacksmith shop at that time. I wouldn't have done it, never had to work in the shop. You see, they fought that war with horses.
Yeah.
Now it's airplane.
But they didn't take you in World War I then?
No, they put me in fourth place.
Putting where? I don't understand where they put you.
In fourth place.
Oh, in fourth place.
His brother had.
See, I had a wife and four children.
Uh-huh.
They said I'd break the government up.
Okay, now I understand. I'm slow. Well, you would have.
Well, your brother went, Uncle Jimmy, telling you.
Did Jim go then?
No, Jim was for that.
Did he serve in the war?
Yeah.
He
was in Germany.
Did he ever tell you any stories about it?
He told me once about not zero weather, and he was going storage one night as after the war was over. A German come out and Jim said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "That fellow says, I don't know where I'm going."
Was there any character or anybody in particular when you were growing up that you really remember in and around Mays Lick? Somebody that sticks in your mind?
No, not even Digger. God made me to know him, to love him, serve him, be happy with him, and love thy neighbor as thyself. That's where I've been all my life.
That's a good way to be.
I never had a neighbor in my life that I remember asking me for a favor I didn't give it to.
Well, I've heard nothing but good things about you and Maze Lick. People think an awful lot of you. They think you're a pretty special man.
Rang the bell for 40 years.
Oh, you did? You had to get there early then, didn't you?
I was 811.
Let them down.
I was just several days that sometimes that I missed on kind of the weather,
yeah.
But I can't remember missing the one Sunday on hell.
That's fantastic.
And during the 44 years I rang the bell that made late, I never was late.
Well, I don't hear the bell ringing now. They must miss you. In the United States, at different times, people have had problems because of people not liking them because of their religion or their race. Being a Catholic in a predominantly Protestant or Baptist even community, was there any problems as far as your religion went? Or
not as far as I was concerned.
Everybody was tolerant.
There was one God, one heaven, one hell. Now why should there be one more than one church?
Well, I don't know, but I just wondered if anybody ever gave you a hard time about your religion growing up. Do you remember a Methodist church being in Maze Lick?
Yeah.
Where was that?
I said, yeah, but I don't. Is it above Maze Lick then?
I don't know. I've heard.
It's above Maze Lick. The Presbyterian church is there on the square.
Yeah.
And there used to be a church right down where the colored people had down there where the Salt Spring or just before you got to the...
Well, that's where I heard there was a Methodist church there. That was a black Methodist?
Yeah.
And it burnt, didn't it? That was before your time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something I was going to ask.
Sunday morning, you know, they always sat in the back seat.
Who sat in the back seat?
They all sat in the front, second front seat when you were mass. But when I got there early, you know, I'd stay in the back seat and say my rosary. And he'd come in, pat me on the shoulder. He said, I admire you for wearing a coat. He said, that's the rules of the church. Men should wear a coat. And the women, the
hat. That's Father Robotnik?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you feel when they went from Latin Mass to English?
I couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, well, there is.
Yes, there is. I like the Latin of
that. I don't believe in this Mass of Heaven, this and that and another and read people. Priest was ordained for that.
Well, but, things change, don't they? I know that there was another bank in Maze Lick before the present day bank. Do you remember anything about another bank being there?
I don't think there's ever been.
Well, one was chartered. Now, I didn't know whether they ever...
I didn't want to start us because it wasn't Maze Lick. That Maze Lick was built in 1902, wasn't it?
I can't remember the exact date, but you don't remember another bank being there?
No, ma'am.
You have been really nice for me to let me come this morning and visit with you.
Glad to meet you.
Well, I'm glad I finally got to meet you. I've been hearing about you long enough.
Oh, I wish you'd long, long life and happy death.
Well, thank you. And I'm very same to you.
So, across a big porch about as wide as this, on Sunday morning, and we come down barefoot and we hit that porch with that snow on, we didn't know which way to go. That was the only tobacco season they had.
Only bear season?
Tobacco season.
Oh, tobacco season. Oh.
Them days, people made heels. They had to set it was a finger. Didn't have the mechanics.
Mechanical things, yeah. But you were born right there at the bottom of, at the North Fork then?
Yeah.
Okay.